The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Beginning of Mesechta Tamid. The Mishnah at the beginning of the Mesechta begins... There are three places where the Gehanim would watch in the Beis HaMikdosh. The Mishnah goes on to explain that there was a chiyuv, there was an obligation to watch the Beis HaMikdosh, the Gehanim in three places, the Levim in 21 places, and the Mishnah continues on with the Gemara explaining more about this mitzvah of watching the Beis HaMikdosh. I would like in this shiur to explain what the reason, how the Rishonim explain what the reason for watching the Beis HaMikdash is, what the Mekor, where's the source. The Gemara brings Psukim, but a little bit more to explain the source of where this mitzvah to watch the Beis HaMikdash comes from. And third of all, do we have this mitzvah of watching the Beis HaMikdash nowadays? And also, what are the parameters? With this mitzvah, it's a mitzvah of watching the Beis HaMikdash, are there any, what are the hagdorah? What's the hagdorah of this mitzvah? Is it being by yom uvein ba'alaylo? Is it a mitzvah to watch the Beis HaMikdash by day and by night? Or perhaps it's only a mitzvah to watch the Beis HaMikdash at night? So let's begin with the Rambam and the Mefarish. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis and in Yad HaChazaka, in Beis HaBechiro, he says that the idea of watching the Beis HaMikdosh is, we don't have to watch it that the Ganovim Shanai come steal. We're not worried that the Ibn Yishlam could protect the Beis HaMikdosh, certainly. All the Nisim happened over here. The idea of watching the Beis HaMikdosh is a Shmir L'Shem Kavod. It's an honor. It's a way of honoring the Beis HaMikdosh, to guard it, to show that it's Chashiv to us. The way we guard it, the same way we guard all fancy choshuv places are guarded, so too we guard the Beis HaMikdosh. And he brings down a Sefri Zuta. The Sefri Zuta says, "Ein adayme paltarin she'esh alav shmira, the paltarin she'en alav shmira." It's incomparable, a palace that has a watchman and a palace that doesn't have a watchman. And the Mefarish adds that therefore the Gemara had to learn the halacha of Shmir from a pasuk, because if it would be to just watch, to make sure Ganavim don't come, that could be a svara. I wouldn't need a pasuk. The pasuk is to tell me that there's a din Shmira, that you have to be mechabed the Beis HaMikdosh by making Shomrim, appointing Shomrim. The Vilna Goyim, on the other hand, in Bir Agro, at the beginning of the Mesechto, printed in the Mishnayos, he says, "Hai shmir mefurish b'seder kayach, mishum shaleikon ezor b'soichoy." This din to watch the Beis HaMikdosh is explained in the Psukim, is a pasuk in Chumash, in Parshas Kayach, mishum shaleikon ezor b'soichoy. And if you look in the Psukim, you see very clearly the reason is in order that ezor, that someone who's not a kohen should not come to do avodah. What he means to say is, because the source of this mitzvah of watching the Beis HaMikdash is Psukim in Parashas Koyach, where over there, there's a shakel vitario, there's a question and an answer. The Yidden told Moshe, the Psukim say the Yidden told Moshe that they're dying because it's too hard for them to stay away from the Kedusha. Whoever gets too close to the Mishkan, he dies, and they're afraid they're all going to die. And at that, Hashem responded, and Hashem said that he should tell Aaron and his sons, that Aaron and his sons are going to be, together with the Levim, they're going to go ahead and they're going to watch the Beis HaMikdash, they're going to guard the Beis HaMikdash, they're going to make sure that no Zorim, nobody that's not from the Kehanim or Levim, when they're allowed to, will come close and touch the Mishkan and its Kelim and Avodah. So it's quite clear from the way, from the question and the answer in the Psukim, that the reason for watching the Beis HaMikdash is for to make sure that a Zohar won't come close. Says the Goyin, V'hodet Baruch B'Gemara Man Mona Anamili. So why was the Gemara asking Mona Anamili? I know this, it's Psukim in the Torah. What does the Gemara ask Mona Anamili for? Nira Li says the Bir Agro, the Baruch B'Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara that says, how do I know such a thing? The Gemara's question was, how do I know that in the Beis HaMikdash they have such a requirement? Perhaps that requirement was only by the Mishkan. The Gemara's question was, since in the Beis HaMikdash there were gates that were locked, so perhaps for that I don't need to have Shmir. On that the Gemara answers, so and that the Goyin touches up that the Gemara and that answered that it's meduyik from the Psukim that it's not just that it's too easy that the Yidden, the Zorim are able to come close. From that that the Torah appointed more than just one person, it must be even if there are gates, there's a din to be shomer, there's a din that Kohanim and Leviim have to be guarding to make sure that a Zor doesn't come close. Oy, nearly, or another pshat says the Goyin, to parach menali debainon kehanim v'leviim, v'meshani v'achayinim, or it's possible, a different pshat, that the Gemara was asking, how do I know that kehanim and leviim have to be the one to watch, and that the Gemara brought on psukim, that it has to be the kehanim and leviim watch. Now the Goyin, so that's the first machlokes. The first machlokes is what is the reason for watching the Beis HaMikdash? Is the reason to give the Beis HaMikdash kavod, like the Rambam says, and the Rambam has a Sifri Zuta, or is the reason, like the Vilna Goyin says, that it's in order to make sure that a Zohar does not come close to do the Avodah? The Vilna Goyin has a very strong point, that it seems quite clear from the Psukim that this is the reason for watching the Beis HaMikdash. So how could the Rambam disagree? So this is a big question on the Rambam. Let's see if perhaps we'll be able to answer that question. Then there's another Machlokes. The Rambam and the Chinuch say that the mitzvah is only by night. The mitzvah is only by night. The Rambam. Actually, the Rash says it's only by night. The Ramban in the Al-Chumash says it's only by night. There's a Toisvis, Toisvis Al-Rosh, Meiri. They all say, Rav, Toisvis Yom, Toisvis Rash. They all say it's at night. There is a Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs in Esech of Beis that he says that the mitzvah is to watch the Beis HaMikdash all the time, Tamid. So in that Rambam, it would be Mashma that he holds that the mitzvah is by day and by night. However, there's that's what the Chemdes Yisrael asks Akasha from the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. However, we have a different Girsa. The Girsa we have is a mitzvah Lishma Tamid B'cholayla Kol Alayla. According to the Girsa we have, to drop the different gears, so the Rambam spells out that the mitzvah is every night. Tamid just means to say night after night. He doesn't mean to say constantly every second, day and night, but rather to say night after night. And also, Minin Alavin, the Rambam there also spells out that the mitzvah to watch the Beis HaMikdash is at night. So, b'chol oifin, the Rambam seems to be quite clear that the mitzvah is only by night. However, the Mefarish says that the mitzvah is by day and by night. The Mefarish, the explanation and printed in the Gemara on the side of Mesachta Tamid, says that the mitzvah is by day and by night. The Goyin also says the mitzvah is by day and by night. And L'chaira, here is another question. If the mitzvah, really according to both reasons, whether the reason of watching the Beis HaMikdash is to give a kavod, whether the mitzvah is to watch that the Zohar doesn't come close, why shouldn't the mitzvah be by day or by night? So, it's perhaps a little easier if the mitzvah is only to give a kavod. So you could say that by day, that it's in daylight, it's not as regular. A palter and even a palace doesn't need so much shmira. So for that, we don't have to appoint a designated shomer. Whereas by night, there it's more shchiyah to have gneiva, there it's more shchiyah, there it's more regular that a palace has a shomer. And that's why at night, the mitzvah is at night. But certainly if the mitzvah is to watch that a zor doesn't come close to do the avoidah, certainly it should be difficult to understand how is it possible that the mitzvah is only by night. If anything, by day, people are more around and there's more of a possibility that a zor will come close to do the avoidah. So the goyin fits very well, according to Yeshita, that he says the mitzvah is to watch that a zor doesn't come close. So he, Takis, says the mitzvah is by day and by night. The Mefarish, although he said that the mitzvah was out kavod, he also said that the mitzvah is by day and by night. So these are the questions that we have. And the biggest question is really, how could the Rambam say that the mitzvah does not relate to watching the Beis HaMikdash, to watching that Azor doesn't come close? How does that fit with the Psukim? So perhaps we could say an answer as follows. The Beis David in Midos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, he says that even the Rambam agrees that there's a mitzvah to watch by day. The Rambam just means to say the mitzvah by day is not the same mitzvah as by night. The mitzvah is not as great. There is some mitzvah. There is a little bit of a mitzvah to watch by day. Just that mitzvah of watching by day is not the same obligation as the mitzvah is by night. So really, it's like the Torah said two mitzvahs. One mitzvah is to watch by day and by night, and another mitzvah that is to watch by night. If that's the case, then perhaps we can say in the Rambam that the Rambam agrees there's two mitzvahs. The Rambam agrees to the Vilna Gaon. The Rambam agrees that this mitzvah, which is some lighter mitzvah, that includes day, that mitzvah is to make sure that the zor doesn't come close. But the Rambam holds that the Gemara learned out of these psukim that there's a special mitzvah of watching at night. And that special mitzvah of watching at night is for to give the Beis HaMikdash kavod. There's two mitzvahs. There's like a lighter mitzvah and a heavier mitzvah. The lighter mitzvah is by day and by night to make sure zor doesn't come close. And the heavier mitzvah is a mitzvah that's only by night, and it's only to give kavod to the Beis HaMikdash. And the truth is that I found that the Rambam in Moyer Nevuchim really spells this out. The Rambam in Moyer Nevuchim in Chelek Gimel Perek Mem Hei, he says that Aval Yois Hashmir Sovel HaMikdash Tomid, Kdei Shel Lechabed Lechabed Oisev Leil Shaber Oisoi. The mitzvah of watching Beis HaMikdash is all the time. And here he's mashmah that he's going, that there's a mitzvah by day and by night. And he says the mitzvah is Kdei Lechabed Oisoi, to give it kavod. That's like what he said in other places, in Yadach Hazoka and in Pirush Mishnayis. That's like what we were mentioning until now, that the Rambam is of the opinion that the mitzvah of watching Beis HaMikdash is to give it a kavod, to give it kavod. However, the Rambam continues, and he says, "V'loy l'shaber oisoi." It's also a mitzvah to make sure that people don't come and break it. It's also to make sure that people who are fools, people who are not fitting to come in, and people who are tamish should not come close. So the Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim said very clearly that part and parcel of the mitzvah of Shmira, part of the mitzvah of watching the Beis HaMikdash, is also that fools should not come close. So how does it stem with what he wrote in the other Sfarim? It must be that the Rambam agrees that there are two parts to the mitzvah of Shmira. There's one part that the mitzvah of only exclusively by night, and that's exclusive to give a kavod. But the Rambam agrees there's some lighter mitzvah that applies even by day. And that mitzvah is to watch to make sure that ksilim and tmeim don't come close, zorim don't come close. And with that, that's how the Rambam will explain the psukim. If not, how does the Rambam explain the psukim in Parashas Korach? That would be the way how to answer the Rambam. And the next question I wanted to address is the question of why is it that today, or perhaps there is there a mitzvah today to watch the Beis HaMikdash or not? Why don't we, maybe we should, go and watch the Beis HaMikdash today? So there's Sefer Mishkanos Le'Avir Yaakov. A going of Hillel Meshel Gelbstein, he wanted to say that the mitzvah of watching the Beis HaMikdash applies nowadays. And he said we should go and we should bring people to watch the Beis HaMikdash, go to the Harbais, around the Harbais. We can't go into Harbais, we're not Tor. But let's go and watch the Beis HaMikdash from the outside. However, the Avnei Nezer, Yeridin Simin Tov Memtes, he disagreed with him. And he said, first of all, part of the mitzvah of watching the Beis HaMikdash is with Kehanim. And Kehanim, it's an avodah. That the Kehanim watch the Beis HaMikdash, it's an avodah like the other avodahs that they have to wear big day kuhuna, and they have to be tor. And since nowadays we don't have big day kuhuna, and we're not tor, so therefore it's impossible for us to do that shmira that involves the Kehanim. Okay, so perhaps, says the Avnei Nezer, we won't have the Kehanim do their part of the Shemira, but let's have the Levium. Levium don't have to wear Big Day Kuhuna, they don't have to be Tor, so let's have them do their part of the Shemira. Says the Avnei Nezer, no, that we also can't do, because David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech, they made Chav Dalei Mishmarais. It wasn't just anyone that went to watch the Beis HaMikdash. It was an avoid of the Beis HaMikdash. It was done with a Seder. Only specific groups at specific times would watch the Beis HaMikdash. And we can't violate those mishmaros that David HaMelech and Shmuel HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech were mesader. And therefore, nowadays we don't know who is from which mishmar. So therefore, the Gemara in Masechet Erechin even says a Levi that does avoida in the wrong mishmar is chayiv misa. So therefore, this would not be a solution. The mishmar is Avir Yaakov responded to that time of the Avnei Nezer, and he said, "What's the problem? Fine. So we'll take people who are as Kenim. We'll take people who are above the age of chiyuv shmir mikra adin, and we'll put other. We'll do it like shalei v'tayas chiyuv v'tayas na mitzad adin, but the mitzad v'tayas lifnim meshuras adin. Let's still get up and do the shmira." So the Sefer HaKodesh v'HaMikdash says no. We don't do the shmira because since he explains like this, that the reason why the Levium, that the Levium watch the Beis HaMikdash, that's a tafel, that's part of the mitzvah of the Kehanim watching the Beis HaMikdash. And since nowadays we don't have that mitzvah of the Kehanim watching the Beis HaMikdash, so therefore we don't have that mitzvah of the Levium watching the Beis HaMikdash. The Michas Elazar says another reason why today we don't watch the Beis HaMikdash. Michas Elazar says, Lefi the Rambam, that the whole mitzvah of watching the Beis HaMikdash is to give kavod to the Beis HaMikdash. So nowadays, the Rabbi Nisayinu Rabbim, since the Beis HaMikdash was chariv, we don't have the Shekhinah to a certain amount over there. And if anything, it's Bnei Yishmael that are using the Makim HaMikdash. So if we're going to go and guard the base of Makim HaMikdash, we're only going to be showing kavod to the Bnei Yishmael. That's not considered giving kavod to Mori HaMikdash. That, if anything, would be a degradation, chas v'shalim, to the Makim HaMikdash. And therefore, for that reason, fakert, it's better that we don't watch the base HaMikdash. Be that as it may, today's day we're not able to be mekayim this mitzvah of watching the Beis Hamikdash, Meher Yibana Beis Hamikdash, and we'll be able to be mekayim this mitzvah together with all the other mitzvahs of the base of the Mikdash.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.